بخياك بازو ينعدامي وعلام حبراش كفوش عطرقون كلها مهوبين كلها غرورين يشير بالحميدين ان كفوش رقون معلام لو دافي ما تكفوش رقام ما تكفوش حراش تلقلون
Shalom, everybody. Bracha v'atzlacha. Today is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Today is the first of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And we are here today to talk about a topic called Fool's Tzedakah. The Fool's Tzedakah. The reason why we call it the Fool's Tzedakah is because many people do not know what it means to give tzedakah. What is the obligation of tzedakah? And when is tzedakah, giving tzedakah, considered hurting yourself? And whether or not do I have an obligation to give tzedakah to a position that will hurt myself in the future? So now, what is the definition of tzedakah? Tzedakah means in Hebrew charity. And today there is a rabbinical push-up, not a rabbinical push-up, but a religious push-out for recent time that a person should be giving tzedakah, which is 10% of their financing, as a tzedakah aspect. This is called in Hebrew ma'aser. Ma'aser in English, in the biblical terminology, is called giving tithe, which is basically you giving 10% of your tzedakah or the monies that you make to a formidable or a place of donation. Now, donation in the Torah is for sure. Always yetomim almanot, which is orphans or widows, they're the first places that we should be giving tzedakah. They're the first peoples that we in the Torah is obligated to take care of. So that's the main, you know, aspect of everything that we do. But ultimately, I'm going to bring to you two tshuvot. And the two tshuvot that we have is one by the former rabbi. Former because he's deceased. Rabbi, chief rabbi, Rishon Lezion, Maran, Avadi Yosef, in his sefer called Yechave Da'at, Volume 3, Siman Ayin Vav, which is chapter 76, I'm sorry. And then you have another tshuva by our contemporary rabbi, Moriva Rebi, Moreinu Rabbeinu Haga'on, Chief Dayan of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Elio Arbergil, in his sefer called Dibrot Elio, chapter 12, Volume 2. Now, these rabbis, listen, they know what they're talking about. Their ability to understand and, you know, have comprehensive information about when it comes to halakha is beyond our, you know, I don't see anyone's, fairly coming today to come to say, oh, they're the real posek. I mean, these are the poskim. Majority of what they say must be, you know, adhered to because they understood and they have the experience in the Rabbanut, in the Beddin, and all these things, and vast knowledge of Torah and how it's being applied. So the first question is, Rabbi Bergil asked, first of all, is the concept of Maaser Kesafim, providing 10% funds to an individual, is that considered to be Deoraita? Is it considered to be Derabanan? Or is it in general just a form of custom to give 10%? Now, Deoraita means, is it a Torah obligation, which is the written law by Moses in the Torah? Is it a, specifically, is it a rabbinical? Basically, is it something that we find within the Talmud, in the text, in the Mishnaic, Mishnayot, which are sections of our Torah? Is it found there? Or is it just a custom that people can choose to decide to do it or not? So those are the key elements. Like, what are we doing? What is the obligation to a Yehudi, a Jew, to give? Now, at the conclusion, obviously, Rabbi Bergil goes through the details, and so does Rabbi Yosef. So, in both points, the key element is, and I'm going to quote what Rabbi Avad Yosef writes in Yechave Da'at. He says, is Ma'aser in regards to money, which is 10% in regards to monies. Now, is that something that I can give to myself, to my children? Meaning, can I support my child to go to yeshiva with this money? Will it be considered giving tzedakah? Can I support family members if I need be? What is the definition of tzedakah? What is the definition of giving 10%? And whom do I give this 10% to? Who am I obligated to give the 10%? Now, if I'm going to give the whole shiur on the whole tshuva, it's going to take too long, obviously. And I want everybody to understand it, so I don't want to bore people. So we're going to get to the fundamentals. The fundamentals in the tshuva are whether or not there is a source within the Talmud itself that provides us some sort of provision, some sort of statement, some sort of link from the Torah to the obligation of giving tzedakah in respect to the 10% obligation. The answer is, by majority consensus, it is not, there is no mitzvah of giving 10%. Okay? The mitzvah maybe of giving 10% is at best a minhag, maybe the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan means it's a rabbinical institution, and that itself is a question. But majority all say it's not. Specifically the Bach, and specifically many others who support the Bach statement. And there really isn't a source that states that Maaser Ksafim is an obligation min HaTorah. What is an obligation is, we know in the Torah it says you have to give 10% to the poor. You go to the holy land of Yerushalayim when we had the temple, the first Beit HaMikdash or the second Beit HaMikdash, the first or second temples. And then those temples itself, you would go and see whether there is a ma'aser or not ma'aser. You give your 10%, you produce your 10%, you present it to the Beit HaMikdash, and there's a whole process in it. There's actually tractates, mesechtot, in Mishnayot in regards to this. Ma'aser sheni, trumot, umasrot, it's called, right? We actually have those halachot, which are applied even till today in halacha, but in a different format. We do it based on today's modern days, but again we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so there's limitations on fulfilling those mitzvot. But now here, when we come to this mitzvah tzedakah, and don't get me wrong, tzedakah is an obligation. But the main obligation that the Shulchan Aruch says, it's tzedakah, for me to be fulfilled in my mitzvah of tzedakah, it's 1/3 of a shekel. If I give 1/3 of a shekel, I have given my mitzvah of tzedakah. That's my obligation throughout the year. 1/3 of a shekel. Now, 10% is the Devar Meshubach. It's something, you can give 10%. But then how do I calculate that 10%? So that calculation of 10% comes out of expenses. It's not coming out of your gross income. It's your expenses. So whatever my expenses is at the end of the day, I give from there 10%. But now that 10% is not something I give totality to everyone around me. Who goes first? The Mefarshim all explain that the first peoples who get it is you and your family. So krovav kodmim, the families come first. Whoever's closer to you gets it first. So I can give tzedakah to my son, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, support of my kids when they go post-marriage. That is considered tzedakah and ma'aser. There's no doubt about it. And Rav Avad Yosef clearly goes through that aspect. He clearly explains that that is the definition of ma'aser. And there's no other way to argue with that. That is the total definition of ma'aser. And the reality is, many peoples, I believe today, are being taken advantage of that definition of ma'aser. And we should not let anyone being taken advantage of that definition of ma'aser. So ultimately, ma'aser ksafim, the 10% of financial income, is allocated. Now, if you have excess money, and obviously you have the ability to give ma'aser of 10%, and you don't give it, that's already between you and God, the cheshbon, because honestly, tzedakah metzil memavet, as the many midrashim quote, tzedakah saves a person from death. Rabbi Chaim Palagi wrote a sefer called Me'il Tzedakah, I believe, if I'm not you know, mistaken, but he wrote a whole sefer just on the mitzvah of tzedakah. How important it is to give tzedakah based on all the midrashic concepts, midrashic tales, agadata, and how tzedakah is so important. Now, in specific, I want to mention here. So mentioning here is the sefer from Yichaveh Da'at at the conclusion. B'sikum, in conclusion. Hanoheg lafrish ma'ot ma'aser memaskurato. Person who comes and he's used to taking out ma'aser from his salary, umikol rebachav, and from all his profit margins, reshay lenakot midamei ha'maser, he's able to, you know, nullify the monies of the maser, debein panasat v'chalkalat banav ubenotav hagdolim hayeterim al gil shesh shanim. That means he's allowed to support his kids above six. Agdolim, ayiterim al gil sheshanim. Ve'afilu hem somchim al shulchano. Even if they are subject to his table. Chen asher le'sev amod ma'aser bo'otzad nesuei banav b'notav. He's also allowed to take this ma'aser, the 10%, for the expenditures of his kids' weddings, both boys and girls. Like, for example, tzorech dira, a place for a living space, or rihitim, or furniture, and some of that stuff. Kedei shekulav notet beitam, in order for them to establish a future home. Now, you realize what he's saying here. Technically speaking, I can have a separate bank account, put it on the side, and take my 10% and drop it there. So if I put every year 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, boom, when my kids get up to get married, I have the money for them, for their maser, to get them a house, to get them a place, to get them everything, and that is the maser. That is something that definitely should be taken into consideration through his words. וכל שכן כשבניו ממשיכים לעסוק בתורה בכל המרבה אשר נתברכו בהם, especially if the sons are learning in Kollel and so on and so forth, and וכן כשמדם נשואות לתלמידי חכמים שקודם בעולה של תורה, also if their daughters, if your daughters are married תלמידי חכמים, they were learning always in Torah, שמצווה גדולה היא לפנסם בכבוד, it's a mitzvah to give them panasa in kavod, with respect, וכסדקה גדולה היא, and it's a great tzedakah, and as I said before, va'karov karov kodem, and the peoples who are closest to you are first in the list of maaser. It's not that I give maaser all to this tamil chacham, that tamil chacham. Yes, you give it when you have excess money. But for a basic average guy making $120,000, $150,000, after all expenditures, and he's left with only a couple of grand, he can put it aside for his own kids. And I'll be honest with you, technically speaking, even tuition money is called ma'aser. I mean, that's for sure. Mato mana im shorotza lefrish ma'aser mekor racham eskorot. Toi yetem rosh mefurash lefi shiavol lorvicho ma'eskorot. Sheachol asmo mana ma'aser kol metzay shizek firaya nav. Of course, if he has more, of course. Vim lo odnakem bivush yaseh ha'atarah bifnei shlosha. Okay, that's already ha'atarah tindarim. We don't have to get into that. A person wants to really read into this tshuva, he should definitely read into this tshuva. Now, Rabbi Bajil concludes in his sefer, in the Maskana, Umikol ha'amur b'sad den shum raya, there is no proof, mechrechet de ma'aser ksafim rachid deoraita. There is no proof that ma'aser is midoraita, not through the Tosfot, not through the Rambam, not through the Tur, and not even through Shulchan Aruch. He didn't even mention it as a obligatory statement. So with that said, it's very important to understand that people should not be taking advantage of other people's organizations, should not be forcefully coercing or persuading in a way that's not legitimate the obligation of ma'aser ksafim, of the 10% of funds that people create. Listen, peoples have success and organizations shouldn't feel bad. They shouldn't feel, oh, we're going to lose money. No, the opposite. You're not losing money. You're gaining money, because the more healthier our mishpachot are financially, the better it is for these organizations, or for all organizations in general. So that's the way I look at it in that perspective. But for sure, in the halachic perspective, ma'aser of 10% is not midoraita, it's not from the Torah. It's even questionable if it's even midrabanan. But for sure, in how to apply the maser, if you're already applying the maser, the general rule is, and this is a universal rule, vakarov kodem, the person who is in the closest to you comes first. So relatives come first, Rabotenu. So that's the conclusion of the fool's tzedakah. I hope you understand fully this shiur. I'm doing this to really enlighten the community, because you do have some peoples who are literally engaging in types of tzedakah that really hurt their own families. And to prevent that, it's important to disclose this shiur to as many people as possible, disclose this podcast to many people as possible, so people know the true halakha of tzedakah and of ma'aser, ksafim, the ma'aser for monies. I wish everybody bracha v'atzlacha, and b'zchut all the tzedakot that we give, we should help others, and we should be helped as well. Ha-mevorech, mevorach, those who give tzedakah will also be blessed. Bracha v'atzlacha, wish everybody atzlacha. Kol tuv, Rosh Chodesh tov.
Possibilities of what I could, oh, do with the world at my fingertips. My imagination brings a smile up to my lips. Oh, fascinated, I'm moving fast. Oh, I'm optimistic as the days go past. Oh, opportunity is here for me. So come along and take a look, because I want you to see.
We're going.